Get my boy back in. Getting my boy back in here. And if anybody else wants to join, by the way, we still got my boy. We still have my boy Tim Smith. He's my homie. Got the link back up. Okay. Woo. All right, I think Tim's back. Tim, you back?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We got him back. We need him back. Baby, come back. Gotta message him real fast here. Boop. Okay, we back on, man. We back on. Boop. We back on. We live. All right, so I think, let's see, we got the invite. That's the thing about StreamYard that kind of pisses me off a little bit. Because, like, when you try to do a live, you know, switch back and forth, it's cool. Like, I really think that there's a lot of benefits to it. But, yeah. Hold on. Ascension, Millennium. Woo! All right. Oh, yeah. All right. Sorry about that, man. So I figured, I kind of figured it out. So in order for us to do another video every time, I just have to go to the dashboard, create another live video. Then you got to get back in. It's stupid as hell, though.
Yeah, I was sitting there alone just looking at myself. And I was like, is anyone coming back?
That's why I wanted to message you just in case. Because once I hit return to dashboard, it like, because I was trying to just simply create another live stream. Mm-hmm. But so the title for this one is Mike Pence shows his Irish side by wearing a Bitcoin man thong.
Nice.
And that's all I could think of. I was looking at all the trending topics and was like, how many trending topics can I steal from Twitter? So I was like, okay, Bitcoin's on there. We got it's St. Patrick's Day. And I was like, oh, Mike Pence is trending. Okay, let's just take the trifecta. Let's just take three things and talk about all of those in one setting.
So I feel like there's a joke about the double Irish tax loophole in there somewhere, but I don't have the energy to make it. So.
Oh, man. But, yeah, thanks for getting back on. Yeah, I think next time, if after a 25-minute cycle, we'll just do the same thing. I don't know.
Does that increase hits? Like if it's broken up into smaller ones?
It's easier. It gets more different topics. So like, let's say people aren't really wanting to, what is it? What if they're not wanting to, let's say the topic wasn't something that people wanted to see or something like that. You know, maybe some people wanted to see it, but then we could just branch out a little bit. But I like just having different episodes because I know that, and I'm not trying to pander to people's short attention spans by any means, but it's good to have different – it is good to break it up into separate sections. I don't know why. I've just noticed that in the past when I've done live videos and done like five of them, it tends to do really well. I don't know. It's a pattern I noticed. So I'll do like three separate ones if possible. But
yeah, this last one you did has already got 5 views, and you're now up to 748 subscribers. You're getting close to 750.
No, I'm pumping it up, dude. All I know is if we talk about Bitcoin, even if it's, you know, it's really funny. If you talk about Bitcoin in either a negative or positive light, it doesn't matter. You still get people paying attention. And I want to be known as the anti-Bitcoin guy. I want to be known as like so anti-Bitcoin that people are just like, because everybody talks about Bitcoin, but nobody, some people take the time to bash it, but not in the way that I do. I am like so anti-Bitcoin at this point, like as far as like, because everybody's like, it's going to replace the monetary system, bro. And I'm like, no, it's not. There's no fucking way. And if I'm wrong, okay, fine. But I don't see Bitcoin butt boy currency, which I call it butt boy currency, by the way. It's for butt boys. It's for people who just want it in the butt. And it's okay if you want it. If anybody wants it in the butt, I ain't saying anything's wrong with that. But it's butt boy currency, okay?
Well, Gavin has the butt boys too, but it's a different thing. Do you know about Gavin's butt boys?
I like Gavin's butt boys. He's trying to stop people from butting in line. And that is a – he calls them the butt boys. Oh, man, I want to start an Oregon chapter for the butt boys. Like a legit Oregon chapter for the butt boys, because it's just so funny that everything Gavin touches turns into some weird freakish cult. Like, it just turns, like, I don't know what it is about Gavin, man, but he could turn anything, like, not really a cult per se, but, like, you know, like, you ever watch Fight Club? You ever watch the movie Fight Club?
Yeah, it
just starts out as an underground Fight Club, right? And then turns into a wide, like, terrorist thing. Or, like, Project Mayhem. It's like, okay. It's like, it's kind of how I felt, like, about, like the Proud Boys. Like, I don't think it's really that bad. In fact, I think the Proud Boys are all right, but, like, it turned out as just a men's club for their boy Ratner, who they thought, well, he might be kind of gay, so let's, you know, maybe we could start get him in a men's club or something. I don't know. So we could try to get him out there talking to chicks or something like that. And then, it just started out as just simply a men's club. Like, that's it. And
then, well, you know, we're talking about Silicon Valley. You know, they had an actual fight club for a while. It was like computer geeks who were fighting each other. Like in basements and stuff, like, oh, and they hit each other. Like, this was like 10 years ago. I saw some documentary on it because they were behind the computer all day and they wanted to get, like, I don't know, exercise, and they felt like they weren't experiencing life. So they would just fist fight each other in a basement. Like, they're all kind of skinny, but I don't know whatever happened to that. I feel like it went away. But like 10 years ago, it was a thing.
Oh, 10 years ago? I'm pretty sure there are just a lot of people who are big Fight Club fans. They're just a bunch of, like, it's like,
well, that's where they got the idea. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like my buddy Nathan and I, man. We love Fight Club, and we wouldn't do this all the time. In fact, I think we've only sparred like twice in our lives, but we got a little inspired. But that's a good fucking movie, though. God, I haven't watched it in a while. But yeah, I know it's based on a book and stuff like that. I never actually read the book, but goddamn, do I love the movie, though.
But with your Bitcoin, you got to treat it like a TV show. Or like you're writing like a WWE or something. So you're starting out, you're anti-Bitcoin. And then, like, let's say 3, 4, 5 months goes by, you come out with a shocking video. I'm now all in on Bitcoin. Here's what changed my mind. And then you ride that for a while, like for 6 months. And then you're like, I'm being evicted. I blew everything on Bitcoin. All my money's gone. And then you do like a Patreon for like, oh, help me. They lied to me about Bitcoin. I lost everything. And then you're like, do another, then 6 months later, you're back. I rebuilt my life. I'm a Bitcoin, I'm recovering from Bitcoin. And you can watch my recovery. I'm on a trajectory. So you have your next like year and a half mapped out with this Bitcoin story. I have a story.
Sexy narrative surrounding the terrible addiction. It's so funny because like, I'm an okay actor to a point. Like, I'm too busy mocking things. Like, all I can do is mock Bitcoin. I can't. I'm such a weirdo. I like the idea, though. I will consider it.
Imagine the meltdown you could have on camera. You're pulling out, like, your last ramen noodles out of that cupboard in the back. And you're like, this is all I have left. It's like, I'd eat my Bitcoin, but it's not worth anything. It's stuck on the computer. I can't eat my computer. And this is your last ramen. And you can have someone banging on your door. It's the landlord. And you're like, what are you going to take my ramen? This is all I got left.
That's funny though, man. You know what I might do since I've been so anti-Bitcoin this entire time anyway? I could also just say, I can make a video called I Lied to All of You and just be like, look, I blew my last penny on Bitcoin. And I gotta go to therapy for it, but I can't afford the therapy anymore because they won't accept Dogecoin. I decided to go to a full digital currency for my life. But no, I need to do like some sort of parody like that where I'm just like trying to be as convincing as possible. But
yeah, be like, I convinced my employer to pay me in Bitcoin. Now I'm being evicted.
Dude, you know what's really funny though? Okay, so Bitcoin, actually, last checked, my position in Bitcoin, is up 45%.
Yeah, it's up recently, yeah.
Everybody's afraid of investing in banks. You know what I did? I bought more. So I started investing more into U.S. Bank and Bank of America because everybody's freaking out. So everybody's selling their shares. Mm-hmm. But right now you can get U.S. Bank's dividend is 5% annual yield right now. That's really good for a bank dividend. And plus the bank has good financials. It's pissing me off that everybody's like doubting the banks, but so you know how I bet against Bitcoin, obviously, but I also have Bitcoin. So like, you know, I play both sides of it just like a hedge fund would traditionally. But when Bitcoin goes up like it's been going up, dude, I've been hedging my bets so hard. I've been betting against it even more. I might end up being wrong. Who knows? But I still have Bitcoin in my portfolio. That it just keeps increasing in value. I don't sell any of my Bitcoin, even though I think it's worthless as shit. I think it's worthless as just garbage. But I am.
KeyCorp Bank is down 40% in the last month. Do you know KeyCorp? KEY, they pay like a really good dividend.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing, man. Even if they pay a good dividend, do they have good financials, though? I don't really know much about KeyCorp. Are they kind of like a bigger bank? Are they like a medium size?
Wasn't that the Supersonics Arena, Key Arena?
I don't know if it was it Key Corp though? Might have been. I just don't know much about the company.
Yeah, they raise their dividend every year, and they just raised it. They raise it every year. But yeah, that was what I was looking at when I was looking at U.S. banks like a year ago. But they're down 40%. All these banks are down 30-40%.
Yeah. Well, U.S. like I said, I'm not talking about U.S. Bank. I mean the actual bank that's called U.S. Bank. There's U.S. Bank and then there's Bank of America. So like they are both big ass banks that it's so hard to make them fail. Like it's so tough to do I did a calculation on it. It's very tough to do a convincing bank run on either of those. And if people pull it off, I mean, kudos to them. But if you find a way to take down U.S. Bank and Bank of America, you've pretty much taken down a lot of financial shit. You've taken down a lot. And hey, you know what? At the end of the day, I just want to buy Bank of America at a lower price. So if everybody's selling off their shares, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to buy a share here, a share here. And if they're down again on Monday, I'm buying more just because, I mean, it looks terrible on my my actual sheet. Is like my returns for U.S. Bank are like my overall principal, I should say. My overall principal for U.S. Bank is down like 30%. I think 25. Is it 25? Anyway, it averages down. So like you're lowering your average cost total just by buying a share here, buying a share there at lower prices. And then personally, I don't ever plan to sell them because I like owning banks. I like to pretend like I'm a big old bank owner. Which really, in all reality, I'm just I'm a minority shareholder in the grand scheme of things. But I don't know.
Yeah, I think Bank of America is going to be okay. Their stock right now is what it was in 2018. Whereas other banks have completely like nosedive. They're not bad. There wasn't as bad like in 2000, the mortgage crisis. Bank of America was at $50 a share in 2006. Yeah. By 2009, it was $3.79. Before it bounced back. So I think they'll be okay. It's just investing. People get spooked. Yeah. They sell. It's like, don't worry. Just now's the time to buy, you know?
Well, everybody thinks the world's going to end. And the news makes everybody think that the world's going to end. And here's the thing, man. If the banks do collapse, if U.S. Bank and Bank of America both collapse, at least I invested in giants. Because if they fall, every other bank will fall. Like there's no reason for like that would just be shocking. And hey, you know what? I mean, if it happens, it happens. And then everybody's going to think Bitcoin's worth something and then they'll pump up Bitcoin and I'll just keep betting against Bitcoin because I got nothing better to do.
I love betting Bitcoin. The people buy Bitcoin, but what are they going to do? How are you going to buy food with Bitcoin? There's not the infrastructure to go to the grocery store and buy your food with Bitcoin. So what are you going to do with all this Bitcoin?
Well, I don't know. People think that it's like, I'm just tired of people telling me it's the future. Like, if it was the future, then the actual creator probably shouldn't have abandoned it so quickly. You know what I mean? The Satoshi Nakamoto person or whoever made it, whether it's a person or a group, whoever it may be.
Well, Martin Shkreli investigated that, and he traced it to what he thinks is someone in France. They're actually French. And that person may have actually died. Like, they're no longer alive, but that was the creator. It was some French guy who went by the Japanese name. And but someone had made a transaction through his account, like, recently. But they're thinking it may have been a family member or something of his. But he may be dead, apparently. So.
That's crazy. Yeah. I wonder, do people actually know his wallet address, his Bitcoin wallet address?
Well, they traced it to a name like Francois something, but I don't. I think maybe they do. Someone knows it because they said there was a transaction recently.
Yeah, it's just so funny because I would love to know who the actual creator is. Yeah. And there's two possibilities that I can foresee. It's an individual who's just really good at mathematics and cryptology. What, I don't know if that's the right word, but just generally in cryptography or whatever. And because that's pretty much what Bitcoin is. It's straight up cryptography, like run amok. Okay. Decentralized cryptography. And it's unbelievably complex. It's pretty cool, though. Like, whoever invented these algorithms, it's insane. Like, if you look at the source code, blows your mind. It's genius. It really is genius. But in itself, it's still not worth putting money into because you're getting the byproduct of an open source algorithm. That would be like, let's say, this is going to sound like a terrible example, but hey, dude, I just want to let you know, Tim, did you know that you can own me? Well, maybe you could. Well, okay, maybe you can't, but guess what? I'm open source. Everybody can use me, right? You can use me. The guy at the truck stop can use my butt. But okay, I'm going somewhere with this. Just hear me out on this. But guess what? Instead, not only can everybody use me, if you want, you can buy the things that come out of me.
Right.
Now, if I take a shit, you can buy that shit if you want.
Okay.
Did you know it's selling for $23,000 a turd out of me?
What?
Do you see where I'm going with this analogy? That's what I think about Bitcoin. If Bitcoin was a person, it would actually be the turd, and the code of the Bitcoin code would be the person, but everybody can use the person, so the person's really not valuable because it's, you know, I mean, everybody can utilize it and everybody can copy it. So there's no value in that person because everybody can copy that person and everybody can utilize that person. That's if Bitcoin was a person. And then whenever Bitcoin takes a shit, which is the Bitcoins, just say the Bitcoin algorithm versus the Bitcoins.
Yeah.
The Bitcoins are the byproduct of the Bitcoin algorithm. It's a weird way to look at it. But what I'm really trying to get at, my friend, is that Bitcoin, when you buy Bitcoin, you are buying the byproduct of the algorithm, which is essentially like buying shit out of a person, like taking a person's turds and paying them $23,000 for those turds.
Right.
I'm going to get so many Bitcoin people pissed off at me for that analogy, and I am all for it, dude. My cheeks are wide open.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, you know, man, I don't know what people's lives are like. Like, everywhere I go, everyone is just kind of like, the first thing I see when I leave my house, the last thing I see when I'm coming home, any direction I look at when I'm anywhere, everyone's just looking into their phones. So, like, people are just sort of existing digitally. Like, I don't even take my phone with me when I go anywhere. I just sort of leave it at home because when I'm out, I just want to look at stuff around me or, like, I'm good with that. But everyone's like this. So I don't know what they're looking at. I don't know what they're doing. So a digital currency kind of makes sense for them.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really know what real things are. Or they don't – I don't know. So I don't know. Like, it doesn't make sense to me, but – like, what do they do with this digital? Like, it seems like a disaster. Like, it seems like everyone's going to lose everything with, like, the digital currency. And then governments want to control. Like, in China, they've got all kinds of social credit scores where you can't go different places if your credit score is not high enough, and they can cut off your banking. And it just feels like that's the way it goes. Like, I just took a bunch of cash out of the bank. No one can do anything to that cash. It's a physical piece of paper.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, I know cash is trash, so the rest is in stocks. But even that, at least with stocks, at some point, somewhere, someone's buying a Pepsi. At some point, somewhere, You know, someone is, what else I got? Someone's getting a natural gas pipeline put to their house and then they turn it on. Like there's some tangible thing with Bitcoin. It's just nothing. It's just total whatever this is, you know.
It was nothing backing it. I will give the dollar props. At least the dollar is backed by our government's promises, which I always say, who the fuck cares about that? I should say our government's lies. It's backed by our government's lies. And it's also backed by our military. So, but it's not backed by anything else of real value, but at least, you know, that at least the dollar is backed by something.
Well, through their spending, leftist governments have done everything they can to destroy the dollar and make it worthless. But while they're
doing so much of it,
but while they're doing that, they're making fun of people who have crypto. They're like laughing at them. It's like, ah, go ahead, you weird conspiracy. Like that happened in Canada because the conservative candidate went to some pizza place that was accepting Bitcoin, and then Bitcoin dropped after that. So the Liberal Party made fun of them. But at the same time, while they're making fun of Bitcoin, they're doing everything they can to destroy the dollar. It's like no wonder people are stressed out. It's like they, every which way you look, that you're like, you lose pretty much. So.
No, I can agree with you there, man. It's tough because it's like, I mean, I think it's funny because a part of me does think it's cool technologically. I think Bitcoin's awesome. It's sexy. There's something pretty about it. There's something pretty that it could be decentralized. It's not really technically owned by anybody. But here's the thing. Here's the sad truth. 90% of all the Bitcoin, all the Bitcoin is actually owned by extremely wealthy people. That's a cold fact. Not because they think it's worth anything, because they know that they can get retail investors to try to buy that Bitcoin from them. And then when they refuse to sell, you know what happens? The price keeps rising because those people, those 90% of those very rich people know that they can hold forever because it doesn't really matter if they have gains on it. I think that Bitcoin has sadly become a pipe dream for poor people. And that is terrible to say, but it's the truth.
A lot of people bought it like in the last few years, like poor people, and they lost money on it, you know?
Yeah. And like, I think, like I said, I think Bitcoin's cool, but originally it started as a decentralization project to decentralize money to make it to where it couldn't be controlled by the rich. But the sad irony is, I don't think Satoshi Nakamoto or whatever his name thought about this. I don't think he thought about the fact that rich people were actually going to buy up as much of the Bitcoin as they could when it was really cheap, just so that way other people could start trying to buy back into it at higher prices, making them the bag holder. So the sad irony is Bitcoin's become the nightmare that it tried to avoid. It's it may be decentralized still, but majority of the Bitcoins are owned by really rich people. And that's a fun fact that nobody wants to talk about. That pisses me off. Nobody wants to talk about it. I still think Bitcoin's shit, but I do believe that people should at least know this. Know that 90% of the Bitcoin is rich people who own it. It's just, I don't know.
No, these people who are like, they don't know much about investing. They see Kathy Woods tell them that, these Bitcoins that are 30,
she's the devil.
These Bitcoins that are 30,000 now are going to be a million and a half in 10 years. And they think this is my way to get rich. I'll buy 1,000 in Bitcoin. What's that going to get me? Like 100 grand in 10 years. Perfect.
Nobody can sue her either. The SEC can't sue her because you want to know why? Because this is crazy because Bitcoin isn't in the jurisdiction of the SEC. I can say anything I want about Bitcoin and it's not illegal. Like I can say that, hey, Bitcoin's going to go to $2 million a coin. I won't, there's no trouble I get into because it's not in the, it's not technically, even though Bitcoin is something that you can technically buy with money.
Yeah.
There is nothing preventing you from doing a pump and dump with it, like convincing tons and tons of people it's worth something. And then dumping your position. That's basically what Bitcoin is. It's a very popular pump and dump that nobody's classifying as a pump and dump either. But I don't know. I wish I had more positives to say about Bitcoin. The only thing I can say
But if
is,
you look at, if you look at the rise in crime in like cities recently, I think a lot of that is people lost money on a lot of crypto too. Like poor people, maybe they're on welfare or they're working check to check. They bought some crypto thinking this will take off. They lost it all. And then, like, they probably bought it when it's like 80,000 a coin or something like that. And then it's like, and now it's just, you know, people are just losing their minds. They've probably been evicted. Like, who knows? It's like, you see that video of that guy freaking out when the Eagles lost the Super Bowl? He, like, smashes the TV.
Did he, like, place a big bet or something on the game?
Yeah, he had a whole bunch of money on the game, and he lost it. But he's freaking out. This is what's happening with Bitcoin in cities. People lost it all. Like, my Bitcoin's not worth anything. They told me it was going to a million, and then it's just, like, a lot of crime. Like, I got this guy right here if you want to see him.
Yeah, I'm down. And what people need to realize about Bitcoin is that it only goes up if people believe in it. It really does, because it only goes up if people keep buying into it. And then it goes down if everybody keeps selling off of it.
You know? The thing is, I put in the same category as collectibles, like Funko Pops or Starbucks mugs or whatever people collect, right?
Like, you ever collect Pokemon cards at all at any point? Like,
I didn't, but I know about them because, like, a lot of people talk about it. But yeah, that's it. Or Pokemon cards. It's like you're better off with collectibles. Like, those can go up and down too, or they can be worthless and then 10 years later they come back. But it's like you're better off that. At least it's a tangible thing. No one can delete it off your computer. It just exists. You put it in a box, you hide it, you bring it out 30 years later. Maybe someone will pay it. That's what happened in the art world. It's like, I consider Bitcoin a bad, like, collectible.
Oh, another thing that sucks about Bitcoin before we start this little, before I stream, add the thing to the stream. Just one fun fact is that if you put Bitcoin on, like, a USB drive, right? And that USB drive gets crushed, there is no way to, like, I mean, you could technically back it up to a degree to multiple USBs. You just couldn't withdraw it multiple times, I think.
What about we just watched that trailer on the wallet. What if you lose your password? What if you get hit in the head and can't remember it? It's like anything. What if someone just dilutes Bitcoin by adding a bunch somehow, and you don't even know who did it, and you don't even know until it suddenly just dropped? Oh, a year ago, someone diluted it. Oh, I didn't know. What was going on?
All right, let's watch the stream here real quick, and then let's see what we got here.
This guy freaks out when the Eagles lose.
No!
Oh my! What?
So that's what happened with Bitcoin.
Whoa. Was the Eagles fan freaks out, breaks TV over losing bet Super Bowl Chiefs game. That blows my mind.
But imagine people who bought Bitcoin when it was like 80,000 or something, and then it dropped down to like 20. This is what people are doing, and they're freaking out like this. Yeah.
And it's just a lack of education. It really is, because, like I keep saying, Bitcoin doesn't make anything. Bitcoin doesn't do anything. That's it. It's like any other currency, except for the worst part is it's actually stored in a digital algorithm.
Yeah.
It makes it even faker. That really just, it's like people want to say that it's got value, but, like, where? Show me. Show me the money. Show me the value, man. I just don't understand how people can think that this actually has value, but,
like,
no.
Like, here's Ian Lopuck's last tweet from, like, a couple days ago. He goes, like, because he invests a lot of sin stocks, like fast food and tobacco and stuff like that. He's like, here's his tweet: coffee, soda, fast food, sin stock products. They offer simple daily pleasures, escapes during stressful times. Generally speaking, most can afford to enjoy these affordable luxuries for some me time. This is how I invest in good times and bad. So he's like, yeah, cheeseburgers, cigarettes, Pepsi, defense contractors. It's like, this is what the mass markets are. This is what he's doing.
I love it, man. Oh my
God. But he started a crypto channel that kind of died once everything started tanking. Oh, and he's locked his account. His PPC Ian Crypto is locked. So it only had 666 followers, but yeah, it was big for a while. He was doing like a crypto. He's got a crypto YouTuber. He did, but he's locked his crypto. These tweets are protected. So maybe he said some stuff in the past all about how it was going to take off. But he did a video of how he sort of, I don't know, not going to be doing crypto videos for a while. So he got out of crypto, I think.
Yeah, you're thinking like, oh man, it just sucks, man. It's like the old saying goes. It's one of the truest sayings that I could ever think of. I can't remember even who the person who said it was. I remember reading it in an investing book that anything with an intrinsic value of zero will eventually go down to its principal amount. It just takes time. So, like, I don't know. That's the way I look at it, man.
Think about the future. You know, an archaeologist, like think of stuff that's valuable. Like, say you're in Europe and you find, like, an old, like, sword fragment on your property. You can sell that to a museum or whatever, a private collector, and get a lot of money. There's no one's digging up a Bitcoin. Like, no one's finding a Bitcoin. Even old money, like, you can find old money, like even American money from 200 years ago, and get like a lot for it. That's a collector item. But it's like, no, there's nothing to crypto. There's nothing to find. There's nothing to dig up. There's nothing to put in a museum or in a frame. It's just like, what are you going to do? Like, what? There's nothing happening with that.
Yep.
Even a stock certificate will be worth something in 200 years, like a Pepsi stock certificate. I told you about some bond or something from like some town in the Netherlands that they're still paying interest on. I think some like museum in New York owns it now. And every year the town comes and pays the museum like $60 or something. But it's like, cause inflation is not as much anymore, but it was something to do with building dams like 400 years ago. But it's like, that's even that, it's a certificate. With crypto, it's like, what? In 500 years, what? No one will even remember Bitcoin. You'll have to do research to find out, oh, people had something called Bitcoin for a while. Like, you know, so.
Yeah, it is one of those things that it should have been, like, everybody keeps comparing it to the internet. I just keep saying, at least, you know, the internet at least can link, you know, at least is a giant network. And Bitcoin is just a decentralized network of, which is a very basic one, by the way, that only works in currency. I don't know. And the currency is not backed by anything. So I don't know. I still don't get it.
This 2009 mouse pad is more of a collector's item than Bitcoin. This Gremlins mug is more of a collector's item than Bitcoin. All this stuff will be more valuable in 50 years than Bitcoin. That's all I'm saying.
Spot on, my man. Spot on. You want to do another, one last little stream here in just a second.
Yeah, UFC's got three rounds, so there should be three streams.
Yes. Here, give me one second. I'm not gonna exit out like I did last time. I'm gonna end the broadcast.
Okay.
I'm gonna do something a little bit different. I'm not gonna go back to the dashboard though.